T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's get back to work. 8:15, hot and humid throughout the summertime. Highs today, mid-80s, a better-than-average chance for showers, although you heard Peyton Malone tell us. Jeremy Alford joins us now, editor and publisher of La Politics. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey, good morning. Just watching the clock. We've got 2 weeks left.
Yep, satellites, and if I might digress to the weather for a moment, satellites and latest technology and everything else, and well, it's hot and it's humid. It might rain later on sometime. I can't really tell you when. That just cracks me up for some reason. Tell me about watching the clock in the legislature. What I'm intrigued by is the fact that the budget passed already. The governor has X amount of days to sign it. Then there are some other bills that are still in place, some culture war things that could get passed. And the whole idea behind this lengthy diatribe that I'm going into is that I think it's going to come down to time with whether or not the legislature can get these things through, where the governor, if the governor vetoes it, they would have to have a veto. They wouldn't have to have a veto session. However, some with the governor's office have opined that they would, according to the Constitution, have to have one. I guess I should have just shut up and let you explain it, Jeremy. So please go ahead.
No, I think you hit it. That the legislature has approved a budget in record time. A lot of that has to do with the billions of dollars in excess revenue through surpluses and federal aid. That certainly kind of greases the skids and moves things along. And one of the reasons they got it to the governor so quickly is if the governor wants to veto anything, lawmakers hope they'll still be in session. They'll be able to deal with it in session.
Let me just jump in, line item veto, right?
That's right. And you know, there's, like all other veto-related questions this term, there's a difference of opinion. These things haven't been tested in the courts, so you know, lawmakers may still end up having to have a routine, regular veto session 40 days after this session ends in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. But there are a couple of high-profile bills still moving through the process and involving social issues. So, you know, it's. I think most things are kind of at the finish line. There may be some last-minute fireworks, as always, but this session really does seem to be moving forward as planned, more so than ones we've seen recently. So, you know, a lot of the fireworks are really kind of personality based that we're seeing.
In terms of the timing of vetoes and override and so forth, is that a legitimate concern or not really? And if it is, tell me some of the things that it could be pertinent as it relates to.
So, yeah, and I believe that there is some reporting on this. The reporter that I've seen who's been working on this is Mark Ballard at The Advocate. I believe he had a column this weekend, and the big question is whether lawmakers can override the governor's veto while they're still in session, or if they need to wait until a veto session during the summer. There's been at least two instances where lawmakers have overridden a veto while they're still in session. That happened to, I believe, Edwin Edwards, and I think it was Buddy Romer, maybe. But Mark Ballard had a really good column on it, you know, this weekend. And we've kind of been here before with the veto session questions, and lawmakers tend to try to work these things out. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you have these kind of questions, you really don't know what the right answer is until it's challenged in the courts. And we haven't had the courts weigh in on this question of whether lawmakers can reconsider a vetoed issue due to an executive veto message.
Now, let me take a break. We're going to pick it up here. We come back. I want to talk about this dust-up between Jay Darden and the Speaker of the House. He says he's being punished, and it's a long story that I'm going to let you tell, Jeremy, because you'll be able to tell it a lot better than I am. It is 8:20. We're talking to Jeremy Alford, our friend, editor and publisher of La Politics. Very nice man. Met him at the crawfish cook-off, and I wish I had more time to spend with him. But we'll cook more crawfish, right, Jeremy, and judge him. 8:21,
right.
Time for traffic now on WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeremy Alford, our friend, editor and publisher of La Politics, about the legislative session. Clocks ticking January 6th at 6 p.m., I believe. Right, Jeremy?
That's right. That's correct.
So what is going on with this dust-up between Jay Darden and the Speaker of the House, Clay Schexnider, and some kind of renovations to apartments or something? Tell us all of that story, if you will, please.
Sure. So here's the big overview. The House Speaker, Clay Schexnider, and Commissioner of Administration, Jay Darden, are in this big public fight that has a lot of intrigue and drama to it over the Pentagon barracks. And the House Speaker is one of the two highest positions in the legislature, and the Commissioner of Administration is arguably the most important position in the governor's office aside from the governor. So this is a real Clash of the Titans type deal.
And real quick, what is the Pentagon barracks? I don't know what that is.
I was about to tell you that. You need to know two things before we go into the story. First off, the Pentagon barracks is a facility across the street from the state capitol that has a great deal of history to it that lawmakers get to live in. They have apartments. The lawmakers get to live in them for a very affordable fee. And there are a lot of parties hosted there during session. There's a nice courtyard in the middle, and it faces the levee and the river. It's a very beautiful location. The Speaker has a big, big apartment there. You also need to know that House Speaker Clay Schexnider is running for lieutenant governor, and he's doing a lot of things in this session to strengthen that office ahead of him running, and presumably in his own mind, I would imagine, winning that office and moving into it in a strengthened position. So the first sign that something was going on was that the Speaker had some legislation to move control of the Pentagon apartments from the Division of Administration, from Jay Darden's office, to the lieutenant governor's office. Then all of a sudden we saw Clay Schexnider pushing a proposal to cut the budget of the Division of Administration, to cut Jay Darden's budget by $3.3 million, and to move that to the lieutenant governor's budget. So the whole backstory of what's really going on here came to light because of Tyler Bridges and Sam Carlin, two reporters at the Advocate. They uncovered this really amazing story that the Speaker of the House, his apartment at the Pentagon barracks flooded last year. He went to the Division of Administration per protocol and told them, look, I flooded. I needed to be fixed. The Department of Administration put the fix on the list, and the Speaker wasn't happy with the speed of progress. So he brought in his own team and tried to get them paid. And here's part of the rub. The team that he brought in to fix his apartment was a contractor that's run by – is a firm run by his stepsons. Mm. And the furniture that was to be provided in the Speaker's apartment was connected to a company that his wife works with. So there ends up being $50,000 in work. Tyler Bridges and Sam Carlin in their story report that some of the improvements were kind of expensive. So the invoice was sent to the state. The state decided not to pay it because the firm – run by the Speaker's stepsons was not in the procurement system. The Speaker told the Advocate that he paid the bills out of his own pocket. The Advocate looked at his personal financial disclosure reports, brought up some questions about whether he could afford it, and they interviewed the subcontractor, and they said they haven't been paid yet. So there's a lot of twists and turns. Jay Darden says that the budget cuts are political. Clay Schneider says the holdup on his apartments was political. Tommy, I'm here to tell you that the whole thing sounds political.
It does, and the only thing I would add, Jeremy, and thank you, by the way, Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics, for those of you who draw the strict part of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.